Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is John Mark Stoddy, CEO for Riverside Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is RRI, as well as over-the-counter ticker symbol is RVSDF. Thanks for joining us today, John Mark.
Thank you. Very nice to be here with you today, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Riverside for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Riverside is a Toronto Stock Exchange-listed company on the Venture Exchange. We founded in 2007, and we're focused on getting projects that have gold and silver in Mexico. The team is all mining people, mining engineers and geologists, exploration-focused people that work with major companies. Now, with Riverside, we have 10 major projects going forward with 3 lead gold assets and 2 lead silver assets in Mexico and in Arizona.
Certainly, and bring us up to speed on the target zone on the Katrina Gold Project.
The lead projects that we have, one of them is called Katrina. It's one of our newest press releases that has come up, and the target gold zone there is very much like some of the other major discoveries that have been made in Mexico. The Katrina is very much like Tan Platt's discovery of the Camino Rojo gold deposit. However, our major gold assets include Sugarloaf Peak resource that is in Arizona and the Capitan gold resource that is in Durango, Mexico. Those two assets both have drilled gold bodies, and we have filed the technical report documenting the drilling on those two projects.
Good. And anything else exciting, such as I know you did you had the drill results for Libertad and found another high grade over at the Chapaluta?
Yes. So we've been very fortunate with our projects. In fact, we've drilled 4 projects recently, and all 4 of them have not only drilled mineralization, but have begun to drill out resource bodies. Having that type of valuation in a company that's only valued at about $25 million market cap makes it a quite a valuable story for Riverside. The high-grade drill results, and more importantly, the robustness of the assets that we have, where we have 100% ownership, and we have other people, in some cases, drilling to earn an interest into the properties that we own.
Well, great. And what would you say makes the company unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in your sector?
Well, one of the things is we've worked a long time in Mexico. In fact, we started there in 1987, and we've been involved in many discoveries. Alamos Gold, the development of the Mulatos mine was something that I was involved in early on and did my doctorate on. But I think one thing is the management is not only focused and knowledgeable, but in fact we're the experts in this jurisdiction and in this region. I think the second thing is we have been able to keep a very tight share structure. I think many companies you see do print a lot of shares. They take a lot of risk and spend a lot of money. Riverside has been able to operate with a prospect generator business model where we get the assets and do joint ventures, but we own the properties. If, for example, if you own a rental house or something and you can rent it out, we rent out our projects, but we own them. I think the third thing that really makes us different is the fact that we've not only been able to get good projects, but the good projects are funded by major companies like Cleveland Cliffs, Kinross. We have Lundin Mining. We have major partners and major owners of Riverside.
Certainly. And perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, John Mark, and talk a little bit about the management team there.
Thank you, Juan. And, yeah, basically, I speak fluent Spanish. I grew up speaking Spanish and working in Latin America. I did my PhD at the University of Arizona in mineral economics and geology. I also have an economic geology master's degree from Harvard University. The other technical members are all proven people in the mining industry. Many of us worked together at BHP Billiton. We were the force that worked for the team in Mexico and had many discoveries and lots of work in Mexico. Many of those people now from formerly BHP are now with the Riverside team. The CFO is a full-time dedicated person who has experience in banking. And most importantly, is we've all been involved with major discoveries and carrying it forward toward production.
Well, great. And what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
I really hope that shareholders and investors can see the value in owning gold and owning silver assets. What we'd like to do over the coming year is to unlock that value through more deals where we are able to expose our shareholders to the upside of having nearly 2 million ounces of gold. Some of the ways we're doing that is with joint ventures, with drill results, and with spin-out. So owning shares in Riverside, you get exposure to all three of those different things. For example, right now, there'll be a new IPO in January where Riverside shareholders will own 40% of this new company, and we still own 40% of the asset. It's a really great spin-out for Riverside that Macquarie's Bank has now IPO'd and moved ahead. So that's called Guerrero Exploration. So with a Riverside shareholder, you hopefully will see the value, and we've been able to unlock quite a nice valuation out of that single asset. We have 10 more still in the portfolio moving ahead.
Well, great. And as far as the way the company operates within the sector, are alliances and joint ventures an important part of your business model?
They are a key part of them, and so is owning the assets and drilling ourselves. So we call ourselves a hybrid model, kind of like a hybrid car. Sometimes we use gasoline and sometimes we use electric power. The electric power is our joint ventures and our alliances. Our alliance with Kinross is no shares of Riverside, and we do the technical work for them. We do the work for Cleveland Cliffs, and with Cliffs, we're looking for iron ore for them, and if it's something that isn't iron ore, we would keep it 100%. So that's a great way to build the portfolio. Then secondly, the gasoline is when we do our own drilling. We drill some of the projects ourselves, and with that, we hope to have a discovery. So far, we've hit mineralization in the different projects, and I think that in this upcoming next quarter, you'll see us take on another drilling, and that'll be an amazing opportunity for incoming shareholders as well as existing shareholders of Riverside.
Well, great. And as far as investors and the financial community, Jean-Marc, do you believe that the Riverside Resources story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
I think that's a challenge for everyone. And we welcome the opportunity to reach out. We have an 800 number. We have a website, and I try to meet people. But, you know, I think there's so many different companies out there. Go with groups that really know the business. Go with people that are full-time, permanent, committed people. We've always worked in the sector, and I don't work as a director or officer in any other company. The entire staff of Riverside is full-time dedicated. So although the community begins to find out about us, and as they do, I think they're impressed that year after year, we always have money in the bank. We always are able to keep a very tight share structure because we earn income from our projects, and we expose ourselves to the upside. So we're a real find for those really good investors, people out there looking to find a real story. They're lucky to find Riverside, and we're glad to have them as shareholders.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Jean-Marc Stade, the CEO for Riverside Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is RRI, as well as on the over-the-counter ticker symbol is RVSDF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange, R99. And before we conclude, Jean-Marc, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Riverside as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think we actually do make more sense as a long-term opportunity every year. Ever other than year 2008, we've doubled in share price. We doubled in value. We've grown our market cap, but not out of putting more shares. The share price continues to go up because all the people of Riverside are committed to working hard, to owning gold resources, and to look after the shareholders, because we are all shareholders. I myself have recently bought in the market. We all are committed to building the company, and we're delighted to have new shareholders.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and update our investors on Riverside.
Juan, I really appreciate your time, and we look forward to building a relationship with you as well. Thank you.